Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you just click on this link, if you just get to my podcast, I'm saying thank you. I'm just so thankful that you clicked on it, that you gave me a chance. I hope this isn't your first. If this is your first, welcome to Bringing Out the Best. My name's Steve Girotto, and I want to share with you a lot that I've learned in life. I'm 41 years old. I do a whole lot of things. As you listen to this podcast, you'll start to find out some weird, some wacky, but I think you'll start to find out quite a bit of who I am, of what I've done, of how I learned, of how I journey, and a lot about my adventures, a lot about my ups, a lot about my downs. I believe I have a ton of ups, ton of huge accomplishments, great achievements. And my downs, I just think, you know, I'm not worried about them. If anything, I'm grateful for them because I know what I learn in them. Even just learning how to control the downs, how to manage the downs, right? There's no months to be down. There's sometimes swings to be down, hour to be down, couple hours to be down, couple days to be down about the same thing, but, you know, it's a couple hours a day, it's an hour a day. It's, you know, I think if we really grabbed the fractions of our time, the fractions of our day that we're down, I think we'll be shocked to sit back. I'll tell you right now, just as I said that, you know, I said the hours that we're down. I'm not down for hours, but there's these moments that I have where I reflect and say, I'm not where I say I should be. I'm not where I say I'm supposed to be. I'm not where I'm supposed to be working the way I'm working towards that. And sometimes I'm working very hard, very diligently with what I believe is a great strategy, and I'm still not there. So I have these moments. I have moments where I think about relationships that where we've had a mishap, there's been a stumble, or it could have been better. How did I lose? Why is it good? How do I get it back? Maybe should I be patient? They're reflections. It's what we do. When we have good days, bad days. Think about what made your good day, what made your bad day. How did you handle it? My point is that how you handled that down, it's not as long as you think. We're down for moments. I think if you're down for a week, I think 99% of that week you were okay, but there was 1% each day that you gave to that problem, to that issue, to that valley. And that led you to believe, man, I've been down all week. I get it. Don't quote me on it. I'm not saying everybody's the same. But as you get better, as you get older, as you mature, as you really slow down and stop to think about life and think about when you're up and when you're down and how to stay in the middle, I think that if we were to slow down and realize, we would know that we're not down in the dumps as much as we think we are. But we do still continue. I think I had a conversation one time with somebody who was just struggling, basically with self-esteem, with effort, with life, with adversity. And this was a celebrity. I'm talking celebrity. Known all over the world. Known in pop culture. Was huge. I'm talking top of the chart type person. And they were telling me how down they were. And this isn't going to be the story that I share with you guys, that I told that person, you're this and you're don't you know and recognize and aren't you, it wasn't that conversation. Where I'm about to go with this is that probably anticlimactic because it's not very interesting, because it's very simple. And I talked to this person and I said, man, why don't you give yourself credit for waking up each day? You still wake up, you still get up, you most likely still wash up, you still get dressed, you find clothes, you look for clothes, comb your hair, you put on makeup, you make something to eat, You read a text, check social media. You're still functioning. You're still moving towards something. If you're up and you're moving and you're giving life another chance, another shot, it means you're up. But we're not told to give ourselves credit for that. We're told to think if you're not doing something great, great achievements, awards on lists, top of the list, top three, top two, top five, that it's not worth much. And that you shouldn't be happy. You should be down. You should be ashamed of yourself. Why aren't you hustling? Why aren't you working? Why aren't you trying to be number one? And we end up feeling this filth, you know, of why aren't I where I dream of? I believe in it. I love it. I'm working towards it. I want it. It's going to manifest. Woo! Manifest. How many people you think read those books? How many people do you think read those books that said, that say, it will manifest? And I know what you're thinking. Well, it does manifest. I think it can manifest. I'll explain. Something that can manifest, the gap there is time. The gap there is tolerance. The gap there could be patience. The gap there could be skill, could be ability. So it will manifest if you have the time. I've talked about this before, time. If you start something, what does it really mean to start something? Does it mean the first 2 weeks? Does it mean the first 6 months? Does it mean the first 2 years? First 3 years? First 5 years? First 10 years? If I'm in an industry for 30 years, maybe the beginning was the first 10 years. Say, oh no, Steve, they say 3 years you're profitable, 5 years you're golden. No. 5 years, maybe you have a chance at getting somewhere. After 5 years, maybe you're now equipped to begin. After 30 years, when you say, if you do it, you believe in it, it'll manifest. All right, that's the book. That's what they're telling you. I get it. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just asking you, do you have the time for it to manifest? Are you willing to work towards it so it can manifest? Because most people just quit. Most people get disappointed, say it's discrimination, say it's not designed that way, say I can, say they won't let me, say they protect, they won't include me, it's not meant for me, it's not for me, I'm not in the club, I don't believe it. You don't believe it because you've only gone a certain distance so far. You're only hustling, you're only working, you're only learning so much so far. Maybe you're living mostly distracted, but you think you're working. Maybe you're living and aren't learning the right things. It's not going to manifest. It's not going to manifest. That's not bad news. Don't get bummed out. That's a motivator. You sit back and say, how much more serious do I need to take life? Whether I know people looking for marriage, it's not going to manifest if you're not making the right adjustments, if you're not making changes, if you're not committing to being a husband. I know women who want a husband but don't want to be a wife. I know husbands who want wives but don't want to be a husband. We can go down the line on what's supposed to manifest. I know business owners who don't want to do business. Listen to that. I know business owners. Yes, they already got in. They're trying to figure it out. And with their habits, with their approach, they don't even understand that they're not doing business. They're doing some version of what they call business, which is most of the time doing the least amount for the most amount. putting the least amount in for the most amount out. Well, Steve, that's the strategy. It's not the strategy. Value is a strategy. But if you have to commit wholeheartedly to find out what the value is, you have to first buck up. You have to first go in 24/7. Eat, think, drink, sleep, all of it. Whatever it is you're after. Promotion, new business, a business, relationships, growth, writing a book, putting on a podcast together, putting together a bundle of businesses, a bundle of skills, understanding what your skills are, how to apply them, how to work with them, what makes you good, do you need a partner, how to work with a partner, how to work with others, how to journey, how to process. There's so much. Manifest. All of that needs to manifest for it to manifest. I can't jump my dream. I cannot jump my dream. I'm not the genie. Right, for me, wanting to manifest, that means I'm the genie. You don't ask a genie. Who's the genie? Life? I go, no, God. I thought your God, Steve, is the genie. What? It's the wrong perspectives. If you think it's going to manifest, you're saying you're the genie. Because it's what I believe, and that's what I'm going to get. Goes back to journey, process, and tolerance. Goes back to patience, to knowledge, to learning, to understanding, to building, to creating, to producing. That has to manifest for it to manifest. It's not that tricky. It's just that difficult. If you're not getting what you want, if you're not getting what you say should manifest, it's because you're wrong. It's because you're a lot wrong, a little wrong. You say it should happen in 6 months. It's been 3 years. I'm a failure. No, you're just wrong. Time tells you the truth. Reality delivers the truth. And it delivers you to an intersection. Where's your intersection? Oh, I need to keep going. Oof, I'm out of time. Ooh, I'm wrong. Wrong place. Wrong journey. Wrong dream that I imagined manifesting. That's not who I am. That's not what I'm about. I manifested somebody else's dream. I was trying to manifest somebody else's dream. I was focused on dreaming of and trying to manifest something I saw somebody else do. That's not your journey. That's not your journey. You got to come in at you. You got to come in at you, who you are, what you stand for, what you believe in, who you think you're going to be. With your talents, with your skills, with your abilities, with your voice, with your attitude, with your approach, with your strategy. Things don't manifest because you say they should. Yes, that drive, that thought, that wish, that dream, that's supposed to propel you forward to say, if I want this to manifest, and oh my goodness, boy, do I want this to manifest, I'm going to start to take all action.